Well, hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. So much, thank you so much for joining us, allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am joined, as always, by the better talking, the better looking, my bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
Doing good. You were laughing at me when I was doing the intro.
Well, you looked like you had a little spark of electricity.
Yeah. I was pumped up. I was hyped. I was ready to go.
I was like, what is going on?
I got a lot of stuff in my space.
Yeah, that happens when you leave stuff around.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff in my space I'm trying to figure out. Welcome into the podcast, guys. Thank you for joining us. If you're one of our 7 returning listeners, welcome back. Hi, hello, greetings, salutations. If you are a brand new listener, hi, hello, greetings, salutations as well. Welcome in. I hope everybody is doing well and having a great week. Have you had a great week, Tina?
I've had an okay week.
An okay week.
It's been okay. We made it through.
We did make it through. I'm excited about the upcoming week that we have. I've got to go after we do the podcast. I've got to leave here and go to an event at the church, but then I'll be on vacation for the rest of the week.
And Emma's on fall break.
Emma's on fall break.
So it's kind of like vacation. I thought, well, we ought to go on vacation.
We ought to go somewhere. Where would we go, Tina?
I don't know. You said Savannah was nice. But we don't have any money to go on vacation, so we're calling it a staycation.
To be honest, it's actually my favorite. It's my favorite way to vacation is to just stay home.
Yeah, I like that too. I do like to go to the beach, which everybody already knows. But
it's getting a little cold. It's cold here today.
It was a little chilly.
It wasn't supposed to get above
70.
Above 70 today.
But it is 70.
It isn't?
Checking the weather on the computer.
Yes. Yes, you are fascinated by that. You always look at that. The computer does say that it's 70 degrees and sunny right now. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice day. It was funny because I saw a guy at our church who is from up north. I want to say he's from the New York area. Mm-hmm. And I had on a hoodie today because it was chilly, but mainly, if I'm really honest, I didn't wear the hoodie because I was cold. I wore the hoodie because really more than I could. Like, I wouldn't get super duper hot, but I wasn't cold. I didn't need the hoodie to stay warm.
Today was a hoodie kind of day for me.
But I wore it because it was, could. It was fine to wear. So it would fit. And he kind of laughed at me. He said, I see you got your hoodie on. And he is in like short sleeves. I said, you don't need a hoodie today? He said, nah. He said, this isn't cold.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I guess you're used to a lot colder. He was like, yeah.
A lot of people wore the hoodie today.
A lot of people. That's the way it is in the South.
Yeah.
It's like when it snows or we think it's going to snow, we shut down everything. Mm-hmm. And when we think it's going to get just a tad bit chilly, we put on winter clothes. That's the way we do right here in the South.
Sweater weather.
It is sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
I guess we'll jump into what's new. I will say this before part of what's new, and that's just a segment we do. We just talk about what's new, what's been going on since the last time we did the podcast. One of the things that happened was Pastor Chad Smith, he's our former pastor. He's a friend. He pastors a church in Toccoa, Georgia, The Point. Really great church. They're doing really, really well. Mm-hmm. But he actually I just lost my train of thought. I was in the middle of telling you something, and I completely forgot what I was going to say about Pastor Chad.
Maybe personality stuff? Or
Dadgum, that is so weird. I was in the middle of telling you.
Yeah.
And I completely just slipped my mind what I was going to say about him.
And we're not scripted, so I have no idea what you were going to say. He spoke good. You had a good dinner. Right,
so, yeah, I mean, I could say that. There was
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea what you
There was something
to say.
Specific and something specific about you. But it just slipped my mind. But he did speak well. He came and spoke at the church on Wednesday, did a great job. We got a chance to go. I got a chance to go eat with him. that night and then the next day. But yeah, that's not what I was going to say at all. It genuinely just slipped my mind completely.
Yeah, maybe it'll come back
to maybe you. It'll come back to me and I can remember
we're
it.
We're talking about what's new, so yeah. I mean, I don't know what's new with it, but I don't know, have a clue.
Yeah, I don't either. Evidently it wasn't that great because I can't even remember my own thoughts.
And it was about me? It
had something to do with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, well, what's new with you, Tina? What you got going on?
Well, weight loss journey, people. Y'all may want to... I thought we'd talk about this for a minute. So last week I told you I got an inside little treadmill that you can put at your table or desk or whatever. And I'd been up in my steps, walking at least 2 miles a day, hoping to see some results. Well, I weighed in on Thursday, and I had lost 2.8 pounds.
That's great.
So I thought...
phenomenal.
I was excited about it, you know, working hard to try to do... I had been in a slump for a while. Anyway, well, today I got up to get dressed for church. And after losing, you know, 2.8 pounds, I thought, I might fit my clothes a little bit better. Today was one of those days, and the women out there can probably agree with me. You just have those days where you try on clothes and none of the clothes fit. Everything I tried on, I was like, nope, not wearing this today. Nope, not going to wear this today. So it was a little discouraging to try on my clothes and think, none of my clothes fit today. And I was a little frustrated, so I ended up wearing a big baggy shirt and a pair of baggy jeans just because.
I thought you looked great today.
Just because. So. But I did lose 2.8 pounds. I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, but that's my weekly weight loss journey.
I think guys have days like that too. I mean, I don't think that's just, I mean, yeah, you think, not necessarily the weight loss part, but sure, you put something on, you're like, man, these pants don't fit like they used to. So then you just wear something else.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought for sure my pants were going to fit good today. I figured maybe it was just muscle. I toned up my muscle.
There it is, Tina.
I toned up my muscle and my pants were like, woo.
One day of running.
But one day I want to go down a pant size, not like go up a pant size from exercising. But anyway, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm still going to do it. And then I'll keep giving my daily, weekly input on it. So
okay,
that's what's going on with me.
What else? Anything else new going on with you?
Not that I care to talk about.
Not that you care to talk about.
Yeah, we're not talking about everything that happened during the week.
I think we will. We will.
Oh, we will.
At some point.
I think this week is the week to talk about it.
But I agree. I don't disagree with that. But we'll just throw this out as a teaser. We had some drama.
Oh, yeah.
We had some drama this week. We won't get into it this week.
No.
But it's worth coming back to listen.
It's still too fresh drama. You know, you have that fresh drama and it's like...
I feel like we're on the other side of it, but the wounds of battle are still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're not going to talk about it today because I don't feel like we could objectively discuss it.
It's like my cut on my finger is starting to heal, but if I was accidentally to hit it, it'd start bleeding again.
Yeah.
And we don't want that to happen today. Not with you being home for a week. We just gonna let it lay low.
Yeah, this week was really busy. I was gone a lot, probably more than normal.
Yeah.
This week, which was probably God ordained. In all honesty, I'm not gonna get into it. I'm just saying.
I've already said it. We are not talking about it.
It was probably God ordained that I was gone a lot more this week than what I would normally have been gone.
Yeah.
And so one day we'll come back to this and we'll say, this is the thing that we couldn't talk about.
Don't even ask us. If you see us, don't ask us what's going on. Just smile at us and we'll smile back.
Just know that we have been in battle and we've come out victorious.
Don't know if it's victorious.
Yeah, we definitely haven't come out, but we're just telling ourselves that.
Yeah, we're speaking, so that's good, you know. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And I love you.
I love you.
And I'm glad to be married to you.
I love you too.
So All of those are positive. We're taking positive steps.
We are.
We are taking, way to go, Tina. We made it. We did it. We're taking positive steps here.
Well, we did not love each other during the week, but there was definitely some moments.
Well, but yeah, there wasn't like, I don't, like our marriage wasn't about to end or anything like that. But it was, there were some tense moments for sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we've talked enough about what we're not talking about.
Y'all already wondering what's going on. But
yeah, we've talked enough about what we're not talking about. We won't talk about it anymore. Let's talk about something we can mention, though, and give an update to. And that's fantasy football, Tina.
Okay.
Let's give an update to fantasy football. We're in the middle of it. Week 6 of college pick'ems. I pulled up the list here, and this was the worst week for everybody.
Oh, yeah?
I can't think of anyone other than Ben who has done worse at any other time during this. But the highest that anybody got was 5 right. So you get to, if you're not familiar with pick'ems, you get 10 games. You choose who's going to win. Most people were getting 6, 7, 8, 9 games right. I don't know that anybody's gotten all 10 games right yet. But nobody this week got more than 5 right. So there was a lot of upsets. Jessica got 5. She led it. I got 4. Lauren got 4. B-Rod got 4. A bunch of other people got 4.
I got 4.
You got 4.
Yes.
But then there's Evan. Poor Evan. The only reason that he didn't do the worst is because it looks like Karina forgot to pick.
Oh, no.
She got 0.
Oh, no.
Unless she just did really bad. Let me see.
I doubt it.
Yeah, she just didn't pick. She just didn't pick.
She forgot.
Yeah, she just forgot. But this is surprising to me. Stephen and Pastor Wesley both. Oh, no. Where's it at? Oh, here it is. Both only got 3 right.
Is that surprising to you?
That's surprising to me.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
So really the standings haven't changed. I'm still 4th. You're still.
8th. That's fun. I was 10th last week.
Yeah. So, but there's still a chance. I still think we got a chance to make some moves. We're not too far away from being able to still catch up with Jessica just quite yet. Let me ask this, though, and I love Jessica, and she is a dear friend of ours. If she wins this...
She's going to love it.
How much... Because she... I mean, she does, like...
She's competitive.
Yeah, she's competitive. How much, like, yapping do you think she's going to do?
She will love it. She's going to love it.
Yeah. She's going to want a trophy or something.
But if we're talking about that...
Oh.
And winning.
Okay.
Now,
Tina.
I don't talk a lot of smack, and I sit very quiet on whatever else I'm doing. What am I doing? This is the fantasy league?
This is college pick'ems. Oh. You're also in a fantasy football league, which is professional players.
And I am, what am I?
You're undefeated right now.
I'm undefeated. I don't know how many games I've won. At least 3, right?
I think you're
4-0. Well, I'm playing against Jessica this week.
She's 4-0 too, right? No. You're the only one undefeated.
She's lost 1, yeah. So we're playing, and as of right now, I'm winning.
Yeah.
And I seen her today, and I thought, should I say something?
I want to say,
but you know, with church stuff going on, we don't really think about football in the middle of church, or I don't. But I keep looking at it. She's projected to win, but I'm just hoping her players do really, really bad. They get set on the bench or something. And I'm going to come through and win again because...
You want to stay undefeated.
I do.
Yeah. All right, let me ask this. If you end up winning, because by the time this podcast will come out tomorrow morning, you still have a player to play tomorrow night and she has a player to play tomorrow night. Do you feel like if you win that you would just send her just like a braggy text?
I will text her and say... Good game.
Good. Oh, that's it? That's the
G-G.
Heat? That's G-G's. The heat you're bringing is yeah. GG's?
GG's, Jessica.
Why don't you work on something else? Like, why don't you be like, hey.
Well, I'm just going to wait to see if it
wins. In your face,
no,
Jessica.
I'm just not a mean
person. Do we need to go back to ChatGPT and see if it could give us some more smack talk?
No. No, but I'm just saying, we're talking about her. She's in the lead in the church whatever that is. But in the women's thing we're doing, I'm playing against her this week. So,
do you feel like if she wins the college pick'ems and you win the fantasy football, it evens out and neither one of y'all can smack talk each other?
I think the church should give us something.
What?
Crackle crowns or
crowns?
Like if she wins the church league and then I win the women's league, we need something. I think a spa day. I don't know.
A spa day. Nah, bro. I don't know that ever in the history of fantasy football has anyone won a crown or a spa day.
Well, I don't think I've ever played in one. So, and if I come out on top and then I win it.
Here's what y'all need to do next year. Y'all need to put some money in at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever wins, whatever amount of money it is, y'all can go and get like a massage or something.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun. I don't know if I'll play again, but
oh, okay. This is a one and done for you.
But I just had to throw it out there. I'm playing against her this week, and I will let you know next week if we win or not. Who wins? You know, we'll keep y'all up to date on that.
All right. So fantasy football is in full effect, and we'll update next week on how this how you're faring in your quest to be undefeated.
Yeah. Now on the church league, if you like. Her and Lauren both are pretty high up there. Does that mean they're probably going to win it? Because
no, I mean at any time they could.
I mean, but we're getting the same picks. If we all pick, if we pick the same things, and then they win, then to me, then they obviously way ahead. They're going to win.
Yeah, if you're picking, but what's your the strategy in that is you're hoping to pick an upset that nobody else would pick, so you can gain ground.
Yeah. That's tough to do, though, when you see the numbers of, like, this team's going to win by 95%, and the other team only has 5%. I go for the team that's higher, unless I just don't like the team. But
yeah.
So, I don't know. That's my take on pick'ems.
Okay.
So.
All right. Very good. Tina, let's play a game.
All right. Ooh.
And then we'll do your wow.
Okay.
So, when I do my streams, I've got this little button. It's called Bean Me. Essentially, it is.
Are you gonna hit the button?
It's Bean Boozle.
Mm-hmm.
And they spin a wheel. The people can spin a wheel on my stream.
Mm-hmm.
It chooses an option, and then I'll pick that out of a collection, and so of beans, and then whether I get it right or I get it wrong or whatever. So, we got some new ones, because the ones I'd had were old, and I really needed to refresh it. So, we got some new ones, and I wanted to see if you wanted to play a round of Bean Me with me.
We can, yeah, I guess.
All right.
Do you want me to get the papers out of the thing, or are you going to spin the wheel?
Yeah, we need to get the papers, because do I not have I got a paper right here.
Okay, I'll get my own paper.
No, I guess I don't. I guess we need a paper. All right, so it's very similar to Bean Boozle, if you're not familiar. We call it Bean Me, but it's very similar to Bean Boozle. And we're just going to choose one. If you're watching us on Spotify, they're in this little container here. It's what we keep them in.
Good thing I got water.
And I've
never tasted a gross one.
Did you win the last time?
Uh-huh. I hadn't had a gross one yet.
They're pretty tough. I want for you to not win.
I may have to spit it out. No, I'm not going to lie.
No, let's make a commitment.
No, I can't.
Whatever it is, we got to eat it all the way.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
If it's really gross, I'm spitting it out.
Okay.
I don't want to throw up on the stream.
All right, go ahead and pick. Close your eyes.
You don't want to pick the same color?
No. I want you to just pick one. Close your eyes.
Just sit it down.
Pick one.
Okay.
You got it?
It's blue.
Oh, golly, that's the best one. That is the best one.
Well, you told me just to get it. I picked it.
Put that one back and get another one.
No, no. I'm keeping this one.
This one is either toothpaste or berry blue. That's the best one.
Well, I'm so glad. Close your eyes and you pick one.
That's not fair.
Close your eyes and pick one.
Oh, my gosh.
What'd you get? What color's yours?
I either got barf or peach. Or I can't tell if this is bar for peach or dead fish or strawberry banana smoothie.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
All right. This is gross. You got the best one.
It looks like the lighter one.
All right.
But I don't know. All right.
You want to go first?
We don't want to do it at the same time?
No, you go first.
All right.
Go ahead. It doesn't matter. Even toothpaste is delicious.
I think it is toothpaste. Kind of minty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like toothpaste.
How did that happen that you
I like toothpaste jelly beans. That's not too bad. Okay.
You like toothpaste jelly beans.
I need another one.
That's so not fair.
Like, you know when you eat a cert? You ever had a cert?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's minty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said you should have put it back and done another one.
Listen.
Choose another color.
I will do it again in a minute. But you know who's on my side.
We're not doing it again. If this is wrong, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, you will. All right. I got to do it, you got to do it. All right, your turn.
Here we go. I'm very nervous.
Yeah, I don't like nasty stuff, but toothpaste was good. Okay.
All right. I'm going to see if I can spit this on something.
You just told me you had to eat
it. No, if you're not going to commit, I'm not either.
I ate my whole jelly bean.
That's because it was toothpaste.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right.
Thank goodness it was
good. Here it is.
Good. What was it?
I don't know. I think it's barf. Ugh. Okay. I think it was barf.
It's gross.
Oh, that's the worst one I've ever had.
It's because they're new.
No.
They're so new to the flavor, like their flavor's intensified.
Oh, gross.
You can get a blue one in his toothpaste.
No.
We're going to try one more?
No.
Let's do it one more time.
That was so gross.
One more time.
Oh, man, that was tough.
Our viewers are like, one more.
All right.
Oh, I dropped my paper.
If you get blue again, I'm going to be so mad.
Oh, what's this one?
That one is stink bug or toasted marshmallow.
Okay. All right. You choose one. And you can't smell them. It's only in the taste. You can't smell if one's bad or not.
Not really. I think I got the same thing again.
Oh, put it back then. Put it back and do it again. That's what you told me to do. We really have a lot of beans in there. I don't know how he keeps choosing the same one.
Look, that's the third time in a row.
It might have been a good one and you done put it back. Okay.
All right.
Looks like, we got the same ones? Are they the same?
Did we? No.
No.
Yours is going to be stink bug or toasted marshmallow. Mine's going to be dirty dishwater or birthday cake.
Okay.
All right. You want me to go first this time?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
You seem to like it. Unless you like dirty dishwater.
Uh-oh. No. That one tricked me.
That's not good?
No, there's water.
You were enjoying it.
Oh, there's water.
You were enjoying it. Eating on that dish rag over there.
Oh, gross.
Okay.
All right. That's still not as bad. That's nasty.
Okay.
That's still not as bad as this other one.
All right. I've got stink bug, toasted marshmallow.
All right.
Oh, God.
I've had stink bug before.
Oh, my. Chris, this is not good. This is not good. It's in my mouth. It's so gross.
Crying.
It's on my tongue. It's so bad. I've never had a yucky jelly bean. you eat them, and I thought you were a little dramatic.
You thought I was dramatic?
That was... you bit into it, and it was like... the poison just popped out of a jelly bean. I can't even drink my water yet because I don't want to swallow my spit because it tastes so bad. I gotta go back and watch my response when I ate it. Alright. I need a toothpaste one after that. Y'all, it lived up to its name. How you chew it all up. I don't know how people do that, because that was truly a bad experience for
that
me.
That wasn't as bad as the barf one.
No, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could eat barf.
I've had stink bug before.
It's not good. You bit into it like a squishy, yucky bug. It was nasty. That was funny at the moment, though. I could not have finished it. I would have thrown up. I'm glad the trash can was right behind me.
You popped up.
I popped open that jelly bean and it sent me to the trash can. Woo! No more. Put them beans up.
So do you think you'll do bean me again?
No. I don't know if I ever will.
Do you feel bad for making me do bean me when I'm on the stream? Because you love to use your bean me button.
Well, listen, I've never eaten a nasty one before. I've always been lucky and got a good one. But when you bite into one of them that's bad, man. I know I'm not going to be laughing anymore. That was bad.
Yeah.
We got to move on.
All right.
Okay.
All right. While I let you gain your composure. Let's do another segment, something we've done before, and this is just, do you know? Okay?
Okay.
So some of this is serious stuff, and some of it is just regular stuff, but this is just, do you know?
Okay.
And this is just stories that I just want to see if you know anything about. Okay? First one's really easy. I don't know that there's many people on the planet that don't know much about this, but tell me what you know about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and their relationship. What's your knowledge about that?
Well, we talked about this the other day. Yeah. I didn't know who he was. I did see that people were posting Taylor Swift with like a football jersey on. And so I was wondering what the big deal was with her wearing a jersey with a number on it. And so I asked you about it, and so you explained to me. He played for a team. Him and his brother have a podcast. Mm-hmm. He talked about it, and he had made her a bracelet for a concert. He wanted to give it to her, but he just thought he could, but he couldn't. So I guess he was able to, or whatever. I don't know. So he invited her to a game, and I think that she went. That's about all I know.
Yeah. What do you think about it being all over social media?
I think people just run with stuff, and that's the new big thing at the moment.
Okay.
But I don't talk about it a whole lot anymore. You know me in football anyway, but...
Okay.
So...
All right.
I did ask you the other day if they were dating, and you said that that's the what people's wondering right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell me what you know about this past week, another thing that happened... was there was a big national emergency alert that happened on our phones. What do you know about that? Give me your knowledge about that situation.
Well, I'd seen reels of it was going to happen. And so I was home alone. And I had read to unplug your internet, cut your phone off, because it could go through every electronic you had. So I went and unplugged the girls, Alexa's. I can't say her name too loud because she'll start talking in the whole house. And I unplugged the internet and I unplugged your computer, cut your computer off, and made sure nothing was hooked up to the internet because I didn't want whatever they were doing to get inside the house. So then I cut my phone on airplane mode.
Yeah.
And you were like, when I did talk to you, you were like, I couldn't get you. And I said, well, I had to leave it off for 30 minutes because they said you were going to hear the beep or whatever, the beep, 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 or however it went. But then it was going to go silent for 30 minutes. So it was still running, but you wouldn't hear it. So that's a little more freaky than anything. What are they doing, you know? So I just cut it off. My house wasn't a part of it.
Okay. I didn't know anything about it. Stephen at the church, about 5 minutes before it happened, he wanted everybody to be in the same room so we could all experience it together. And I was like, what are you even talking? I didn't even know what he was talking about. I had no knowledge about this event occurring whatsoever. And so that's what I was. I was standing in a circle. It was me, Jessica, Fireball, I think Lauren, Evan.
Now, they said it was going to go off at 2:20. Did y'all go off at 2:18 on your phone?
I have no idea.
Mine did. And I said, they tried to get me, but I airplane mode it quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happened.
All right. So a couple of funny things about this that I did hear. One is they warned people that had hidden cell phones that this was going to go off. And so if you had a hidden cell phone, there was a lot of people that were exposed. One of those people were the Amish. Evidently, there was an uproar in the Amish community because they can't have cell phones. They're too worldly. And people, Amish individuals who had hidden cell phones, those cell phones went off and evidently has caused a lot of trouble for those individuals for having those phones in that community.
Mm-hmm.
Another group of people that really seemed to struggle with this, which actually doesn't seem like a terrible idea now that I know this part of it. I know that you were worried about whatever it is you were worried about.
You know, just getting things on your electronics and stuff through that thing.
Well, it also revealed inside of the prisons all of the prisoners that had smuggled in cell phones and had contraband cell phones that they shouldn't have in their prison. A lot, those were revealed. And so I've seen several stories about prisoners being exposed and guards finding cell phones in cells that they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Also heard a story about,
you got a lot.
Also heard a story about spouses that had secret phones that got found out.
Oh, yeah?
Because they had been sneaking around with a second cell phone to do nefarious activities, and they got exposed.
That's what happens, folks.
Yeah. So,
I don't answer one phone, so there's no reason for me to carry two.
All right, one more thing, and this one's a little bit more serious. It's more recent as well. What do you know about what's going on in Israel? Have you heard anything about this at all?
This is probably your thing to talk about.
Do you know? That's what I'm asking.
I don't do a whole lot. Watch the news a whole lot. I just watch Jensen Franklin on Instagram.
Well, that's the point. I'm asking what you know about this.
I don't want to look silly on this. So
you're not
answer.
Looking silly.
You talk about
you
it.
You can't be silly. I'm just asking a question.
Bad things have gone on over there, and we should pray for them. So.
No, I mean, that's right. There's no right or wrong.
I'm not very educated with what is going on. I just know that bad things have gone.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong to this. I mean, it's just what do you know about this? There's been attacks in Israel. A lot of people have died. There's people that are being held hostage. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that are hurt. It's a really bad situation. It looks like it's going to cause some type of response, a war of some sort. The nation needs our prayers. Also, as Christians, I think that anytime something happens in Israel, it should raise our antennas to what Scripture talks about, and it refers to Israel, because that is God's people. Those are His people. And so there's a lot of scriptural reference to that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's something to, from a national standpoint of news, it's something to be aware of. But as a Christian, I think it's also something to be very aware of, just because of the scriptural and prophetical correlations that those things always have together. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you did good, Tina. You're up to date on those things. So great job. Why don't you do this? Why don't you give us a wow for today?
You want me to do the long wow?
Yeah, I want you to do the wow. I got some things I want us to kind of talk about with that.
Okay. So this is in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. It says, "Don't store up treasure here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. But store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be."
Okay.
So.
Now, you got this scripture. And I actually asked you. Normally, you kind of choose the wow, but mm-hmm. You'd been telling me today just a devotion that you had been, I think you read it this morning, actually. Mm-hmm. I think, and you were telling me about it, and I thought it was good. We had conversation about it. Mm-hmm. And talk about that devotion just for a minute.
Well, it's called Unclutter or Clutter. So it just talks about the clutter in your life. And you can take it literal, like you said I did, or take it spiritual. And so it's just got me thinking about everything that I have here that I keep or think I need or, you know, whatever, I need to unclutter the house some more. Just always good to unclutter and get rid of things you don't need anymore. And some things that you think you need, you don't. To live in simplicity, be a simpler life instead of making everything so complicated with more things you have. And then doing it on a spiritual term, sometimes we have so much going on inside our thoughts, inside our hearts, inside of everything that we make no room for him. And so I thought that was interesting. I mentioned that. And then we sang the song Make Room in church today. And I was like, well, that could go with it. And then the speaker today spoke on what's in your attic. And so I was like, well, the Lord's speaking to me somehow. I don't quite know what it is yet. But so it was just interesting that all of that was transpiring today.
Yeah. Now, I thought it was good. You know, the idea of decluttering. And you said, the conversation we had was you kept saying all this stuff that you were talking about decluttering in your life. But you were like, man, I've got some stuff in the closet I need to get rid of. I need to clean the drawers out. And so I just asked the question. I said, the devotion, is it talking about actually decluttering your house? Or is it talking about decluttering your spiritual life? And you said it was kind of both. And so I just looked up really quickly things that you should declutter in your life. And I've got a list of things. Mm-hmm. There's 50 of them. Okay. I don't know that I'll read all of them.
Okay.
But here's some things that maybe you feel like, hey, you need to declutter some things. Maybe you need to do some fall cleaning.
Yep, it's that time.
Fall cleaning, clean out time.
Yep.
And getting ready for the holiday, Christmas season that's all coming up, Thanksgiving, all that kind of stuff that's coming up.
Getting me ready, folks. Maybe that's what I'm getting ready for.
And so maybe there's a decluttering that needs to happen. So
yep.
So here's a list of things. DVDs that you won't ever watch again. We don't really have DVDs,
do we? No, but this next one's
you. Books you'll never read or won't read again. To be honest, I actually had this thought last week. I think in my office at church, I want to get rid of everything except for my desk. I want to take everything else out of there. The chairs, everything. I told Lauren that. She said, where would people sit? I said, exactly.
You just need more comfortable chairs.
How about things that you have duplicates of is a good thing to... A good thing to get rid of.
Do you have a lot of duplicates of stuff? I know.
No, I'm just saying. Instruction manuals for things that you no longer own.
Yeah, but you got to keep the ones you do.
Excess plastic bags.
We got them.
Excess mugs that are chipped or cracked. We have a lot of coffee mugs.
But they're not broke.
Old mobile phones and accessories.
We do have a
pillows that are uncomfortable.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Receipts that you no longer need. I would say, I don't know if it's going to be on this list. I would say boxes. I'm a hoarder of boxes.
They are aware of that.
Does it say it?
Well, no, but we've talked about me kicking down your boxes before. That is true. I mean, they know you keep boxes.
Pens that don't work anymore. Junk mail. I don't know who keeps junk mail, but if you do, get rid of it. Jewelry that you never wear. Earrings that don't have a pair. Mm-hmm. Glasses that you don't use. Socks with holes in it.
Or just old socks in general. I have the hardest time. I want to keep all the socks, but there's just a point in time where it doesn't have a pair. It doesn't have a match. Just chunk it.
I want to know the person that has this next thing. Who are these people? And how did this happen in your life? Excess clothes hangers. I feel like we never have enough clothes hangers. How do you have excess?
I don't know. We don't.
Okay, let's see. Keep going here. Unused cookbooks, food that's past your date. I guess that's like stuff that's in your pantry or whatever. Storage containers that don't have lids or that you don't use. Mm-hmm. Out-of-date medicines. Puzzles with pieces that are missing. Toys that your kids have outgrown. Is there anything to keep in those for sentimental value, do you think?
Nope. I don't think so.
Okay. Shoes that don't fit or feel uncomfortable. I actually thought about this today.
So you, man.
I got a bunch of shoes that my feet have gotten to be sensitive in my old age. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lot of shoes that just aren't comfortable to wear.
We need to give them away.
No, I'm going to sell them. They're expensive shoes.
That. Well, I mean, bless somebody with a good pair of shoes the way I see it.
That's challenging. I have to think about that.
And that's why you hoard them. That's why they sit in boxes. I don't know if we've talked about this before or not. But it's hard for me to see expensive shoes just sitting in boxes. Like, if you're afraid to crease them or get them dirty, then I don't understand why you have shoes. Because shoes are made to walk in, and they're made to get a little dirty. And you've got a ton of shoes. You're not the only one. I'm sure there's people listening that have tons of shoes that they put back in a box to keep it protected.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because you don't want them to get messed up. That's why you keep them in the box. And you keep the little shoehorn thing in them. Keeps their shape right. So they don't collapse.
I don't think I'm a lover of shoes.
Okay.
But my Hokas.
Okay.
We're then just about every day.
Hey, here's another one. Here's another good thing to declutter. Apps on your phone that you don't use. That could be something that you could unsubscribe from newsletters that you get in your email that are no longer of interest to you. That's mm-hmm. a good one.
Do you know how to do that?
I do.
You just say stop and it.
Or unsubscribe down at the bottom.
You.
Did I pass one that you wanted to mention?
The email in your inbox.
Junk email in your inbox?
Like I do mine every week, like every day. How many emails you have on your phone?
Unread?
I have 39 today.
Unread emails. I have 600 unread emails on my phone. I have 640 text messages that I've not responded to.
Why?
Why would I? They don't need responses.
That doesn't surprise me. The text messages don't need responses?
No.
Is that why you don't answer mine sometimes? Because
don't need a response.
It's that big number? You don't even know that I've texted you.
No, they just don't need a response.
You leave it on unread.
Like, all right, Dr. Squatch, for example. That doesn't need a response. So I just leave it there.
I get rid of my number.
Pam Rogers sent me a text message, which was in response to a text message that I sent her because she sent me one originally. That doesn't need a response, so I haven't clicked on it.
Can we talk about messages for a minute?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Can we? Do we got time for that?
Sure.
So I did my groceries yesterday, and I think I made a friend from the Instacart girl. I forget her name, though. Her name was Leah. Her name was Leah. And I've told y'all my Instacart Kroger Boost experiences before. But I have never had one as friendly as Leah. Normally they say I'm substituting whatever. We would have full-blown conversations to they're out of this. What's something else I could get you? And, you know, I'd respond back, and she was like, got it, or, you know, whatever. But we had a very I made a friend in Leah on my Instacart message. You think I'd put her name Leah in there, that it would be Leah?
Probably not, no.
Because I'd love to get Leah again. I asked you if you thought I could get the same girl. She was great. But we were texting like we were friends, and you know I'm not that social that I just talk to a stranger. But I talked to Leah like we were best buddies, and she was at the grocery store picking out the best stuff. So just talking about text messages, even when I didn't feel like I should respond, I responded back. And then she would respond back. Like you said, you didn't have to respond back. So after she dropped my groceries off yesterday, she said, bags are at the door. And I said, thank you. And she said, you were welcome. So it was kind of like a back-to-back thing. Like, I was truly talking to Leah.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done that before, so.
Made you excited.
That like a personal, like, you know, like a personal experience from the Instacart. But anyway.
Okay. So back to things that we declutter. Here's the last one I'll mention on this one. The front of your fridge. If you have a bunch of stuff on your fridge held up by magnets, maybe a good idea to declutter. So there's a bunch of stuff that you could declutter. But all right, but back to what I thought about. So you thought about like house stuff. But when you told me that, I thought about spiritual things. Mm-hmm. Things that can clutter up our thought process or clutter up our focus or get our attention that maybe we shouldn't, you know, be giving. And so I thought about things that we could declutter. And so I found this article here, and it just talks about when you let go of an overwhelming schedule, you create order in your life. Then you can release stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. When your to-do list is concise and achievable, you can see the purpose that God has planned for you with greater clarity. Here's another thought. Decluttering helps you manage your time and resources so that you can enjoy the true treasures of living your life centered in Jesus. It replaces the overwhelming calendar with peace and rest. When you clean out the unforgiveness, the impatience, the anxiety, and the worry, you are not only more available to His plans, God's plans, but you are strengthened by His peace. Hoarding sinful old sinful habits keeps us from growing in our faith. We weren't made to live in the guilt and frustration of sin. Decluttering means less space for negative thoughts and behaviors. You can focus on your unique God-given image, talent, strengths as He leads. God wants us to live a content and satisfied life. When we declutter our spiritual life, we can focus fully on Him. And then finally, decluttering frees up space for the one who longs to hear from you and desires a deep and loving relationship with you. And so I think both are good. I think you thought one way, I thought the other. I think both are good. Declutter our lives, but declutter our hearts and our minds and our spirits as well. Mm-hmm. So, good job.
Good job. Good word.
Good word. Hey, I tell you what, I saw a good word today. He was hyped up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was hyped up. He was ready to go on the mission field with that speaker we had today.
He'd probably be good at it.
Yeah, he was hyped up.
That's great.
So, anyway.
You got things to do.
Well, Tina, that's all I got for us today.
All right.
You got anything else?
Nope.
We made it. Another week. One day, we're gonna talk about the thing that we can't talk about.
Yep.
But today's not it.
Nope.
But I did enjoy what we did talk about. And I can't wait to go back and watch you eat that stink bug again. That's going to be my favorite part of getting this video
smelling
ready.
Smelling my microphone, I feel like I smell stink bug in my microphone. I'm like, man. So, anyway.
Maybe when I leave today, I shouldn't kiss you if you still got stink bug breath.
I'm not saying it's still in my breath, but.
You know what, baby? I'll kiss you anyway with your stink bug breath. I ain't care. I ain't scared.
Well, you ate the barf.
Yeah, that's valid.
What, didn't you? Yeah. The dishwater or something?
It was rough. Barf was bad.
So.
Well, guys, thank y'all so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. We'd love it if you would connect with us. You can do that through just hitting the follow button on whatever platform that you listen. If you haven't done that yet, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, we'd love it if you'd hit that follow button. Also, we'd love it if you connect with us on the Instagram, Lots About Something podcast page. And sometimes we post there. Sometimes we don't. Most of the time we don't. But we'd still love for you to connect with us if you would do that. And yeah, so that's all I got for us today. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We love you. Tell somebody about the podcast. Invite them to come in, hang out with us. And until next time, we'll see you then.
Say it again.
Until next time.
See ya. Took my line.
My bad. Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.